Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of St. Francis de Sales, Doctor of the Church, because he is one of the most important spiritual guides we should know. Now, he was born in 1567 into a family of nobility in the area of the French Alps that includes Geneva and Grenoble. He studied law and theology at the University of Paris and in Padua. Now, his father wanted him to be a lawyer, but Francis chose to become a priest, being ordained in 1593, and then became the Bishop of Geneva in 1602. He worked tirelessly to bring Protestants back to Catholicism in the region known as the Chablis, using persuasion rather than confrontation. St. Francis de Sales is best known for his conviction that everyone is called to holiness, not just priests, monks, and nuns, and that everyone can become a saint through their ordinary circumstances. And to show us the way, he wrote one of the most important spiritual books that you should read, Introduction to the Devout Life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. As I said, the great aim of St. Francis de Sales was to convince everyone they were created for holiness. And holiness is first a deep friendship with Jesus. But any friendship takes time, talking, listening, and just being together. And that is what we mean by daily meditation. De Sales writes, "Children learn to speak by hearing their mother talk and stammering forth their childish sounds in imitation. And so if we cleave to the Savior in meditation, listening to his words, watching his actions and intentions, we shall learn in time, through his grace, to speak, to act like him. Believe me, there is no way to God except through this door of daily meditation. And there are three essential steps of meditation. First, we read or listen to something from the Word of God. And the Word of God consists of Scripture, tradition, or the writings and lives of the saints, and the teaching of the Church, the Magisterium. And then we should reflect or think about what we just read or heard, so that we can understand it and apply it to our lives. But then every meditation should end with a concrete resolution, choosing something practical and concrete to remember and to do based on our meditation. And the rosary is supposed to be meditation, not just a rote saying of words while our minds wander. And that's exactly why we do the rosary this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. The importance of a resolution. Listen to what St. Francis de Sales says about the importance of having a practical, concrete resolution connected with every meditation. He writes, "The most important thing of all is that you cling firmly to the resolutions you have taken in meditation so as to practice them carefully. That is the great fruit of meditation, without which it is often not only useless, but harmful. Why so? Because the virtues upon which we have meditated, but not practiced, sometimes puff us up so much in mind and heart that we think we are already what we are resolved to be, which no doubt is the case if our resolutions are practiced. But when, on the contrary, they are not practiced, they are useless and dangerous. So, we should do meditation every day, but every day we must also have a resolution. Some simple, concrete thing flowing from our meditation that we're going to remember and do that day. For example, today I will listen more than I speak. Today I will not gossip. I complain too much, so today, instead, I will practice trusting God. And even if I can't come up with something practical to do, remember your meditation, because that remembrance will change the way you think and the way you act. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery, spiritual friendship. If we want to become holy, St. Francis de Sales says, we're going to need some good friends. As we mentioned the other day, de Sales writes this, those who aim at holiness need to be united with one another by a holy friendship. When people are walking on level ground, they don't need the help of others. But when we are climbing very steep slopes that are slippery, we have to hold one another up, lend each other a hand. No one can deny that our dear Lord was supported by his special friendship with Martha, Mary Magdalene, and Lazarus, their brother. So, de Sales is telling us that he's reminding us that the world, our fallen human nature, and the devil make it a steep and slippery climb to holiness. So we need good spiritual friendships. We need a community to help us, and that we can help them. But how do we develop these good friendships, this community? Well, first of all, you have to be the one who is committed to inviting others to get together and do good things. If you wait for someone to invite you, it'll probably never happen. So we have to make the habit of inviting family and friends to share a meal and hang out, especially on Sundays, the day God set aside for friendship with him and friendship with others. Then fight the temptation to just sit in front of a screen and veg. Instead, do good things together. And while you do it, be interested in them and talk. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery, the importance of having a spiritual director or a spiritual mentor. St. Francis de Sales writes, "Do you seriously desire to travel the road to holiness? If so, look for a good person to guide you. This is the most important advice I can give you." So, then we need to follow that advice. We all need a spiritual director or a spiritual mentor. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So our mission with the School of Faith is to mobilize Catholics so that they can help their loved ones to heaven. And following Francis de Sales, we believe that everyone needs daily meditation and a resolution, that everyone needs a small group of family and friends with whom they share their life and their faith, and everyone needs personal investment, one-on-one, with a spiritual mentor, and they need to invest in others. So wherever you are on this spectrum, we want to help you. We want to help you take the next right step. But we can't help you if we don't know you. So go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on Rosary Groups, whether you have a group or not, fill out the form, and just be honest with where you're at, and we will be in contact with you to help you take your next right step. So Teresa, what struck you with this meditation on this great doctor of the church, Francis de Sales?
I think you'll be surprised because you've said it maybe a million times, maybe a million and one times. But I was just really struck this time about daily meditation and taking that into a resolution, just as a taking that more seriously. It's really easy. Honestly, it's really easy for me to over-philosophize and sit down and then even come up with an awesome resolution and then I just walk away. And it reminded me of something I was reading recently about Cicero, which is not something I would normally reference. That is not in my wheelhouse, and I'm probably going to butcher my understanding of what he said. But specifically in the line, "All fools are mad." Essentially saying that if you're choosing to do the wrong thing, if you're choosing to do something that's not virtuous, then you're insane. Which has a sort of high and mighty opinion that if you know what's good, then you will do what's good. And it's just that simple. And I'm kind of frustrated by that over-philosophizing kind of mentality of, well, if you know, then you're a good person. And I think you can get so caught up in being overly stoic, overly heady, and then not taking the time to look at your life and be like, oh, I'm a bad person in all of these interactions, and I'm actually cushioned by the fact that I think by knowing virtue, I'm doing it. Yeah. And that's why I really like this. You're constantly fixing the clock. You're constantly fixing yourself. You're constantly working on yourself because knowing is not enough. Doing is a huge part of it. And you're not mad when you get it wrong. You're not. It's not that you see reality wrong. It's not about seeing reality better and better and better. There's this second step of practice that is its own beast.
Yeah. It's amazing. Jesus gives the whole Sermon on the Mount, which is his most important teaching. In fact, if you know and live the Sermon on the Mount, that's all you need. Mm-hmm. And he ends it with saying, he gives it that little parable where he says, the man who built his house on sand, the rain comes, the flood comes, everything gets wiped away. But the man who builds his house on rock, no matter what storms come, but then he points out that the rock are those who hear the word and do it. Mm-hmm. The house on sand is those who hear the word but don't do it.
Yeah. So in some ways, what Cicero says is true. Some ways I don't agree with it. And maybe I'm also confused, but you've summed it up with that exact passage. It's not that to not do it is literally crazy, but you do have to do both.
Yeah.
You do have to do both.
We not only
just knowing is not enough. In fact, it can be a lot worse for you because you think that that's all it takes.
I'm really glad you keyed in on the resolution. I think, as De Sales says, it's the most important part. And we could all stand to work on it a little bit better. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.